I'm Marco Werman with The World. There are a lot of great opening lines in literature, but this one by the late Gabriel Garcia Marquez is among the best. Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice. That's the way Garcia Marquez starts the book, 100 Years of Solitude. The novel is a masterpiece of magical realism, a world where fantastical elements blend into reality. It's what Garcia Marquez is known for. But few realize that Fidel Castro played a part in those books, not as a character or inspiration, but as an editor. That's a word from Dr. Stephanie Panichelli Bataya. She's a co-author of the book, Fidel and Gabo.
Many people say that Fidel was an eager reader, that he would read all the time, and you would give him a book one night, and the next day he would have read it and would have excellent comments on the book and great, you know, constructive feedback on it. And so he even became one of the first reviewers sometimes of Gabo's book. So Gabo would give him a book to read before he would go to the publisher, for example. And then Fidel would come back with some corrections. Oh, he didn't know this, but that what you said here wouldn't be possible because of that. So it became really a friendship that was not just political.
That's extraordinary. I mean, I heard a rumor that Fidel was kind of a first draft editor for Gabo, but I'm wondering, specifically, is there one famous Fidel edit that you feel really changed the meaning of Gabriel Garcia Marquez's passage, at least, maybe even a chapter in a book?
No, I would say he would really have an eye for detail. Mm. So, for example, I don't know, I'm just giving an example here. The characters in the book would, for example, use a gun for a specific scene or something like that. And then he would say, well, no, that's impossible because that type of gun wouldn't be used in that way, or you couldn't use it with that specific bullet. Or,
wow.
You know, it's kind of these type of eye of detail that he really had and then would make those corrections to Gabo.
What do you think that says about Fidel Castro, that he can kind of zoom in on these details and kind of do those corrections?
Well, I think it confirms, again, what many have said, that, you know, he might have done whatever he did in Cuba with his government and his people and his society, but he was, without any doubt, a very smart person, and so definitely very reliable for this type of reviews, but also because he had that passion for literature, he was an ideal person to do that.
Amazing. Garcia Marquez kept up his support of Castro, even when other writers gave up on Castro. What did the support cost Gabriel Garcia Marquez?
Yes. You know, this relationship of Gabriel Garcia Marquez with Fidel has often been criticized, right? It was like a Nobel Prize winner that was supporting what some have called dictatorship. At an international level, people just did not understand what was behind that interest in keeping promoting Fidel. On the other hand, people have always clearly separated the Garcia Marquez as a person and the Garcia Marquez as an author. And it's not because, you know, some people might not have agreed with whatever he stood for politically that they stopped loving his literature. So in some, I wouldn't say that that had an impact on the success, the literary success he had. You know, it's such a long story and such a long friendship, and the first shock happened in 68, and then it continued happening, and people kind of got used to the fact that, well, you know, Gabriel Garcia Marquez writes amazing books, but he just is a supporter of the Cuban Revolution. And as I said before, people just make clear difference and distinction between these two people in one single person. His literature has never been directly linked to Cuba. So in some way, you can easily separate the one from the other.
Stephanie Panichelli Bataya, the co-author of the book Gabo and Fidel. Thanks for telling us about this really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you for listening to me.